কিন্তু প্রভু যন্দে গুরু চরণারবিন্দ from Bhagavad Gita, attaining the supreme chapter 8, verse 15, Krishna is telling to Arjuna, Mam upetta punarjanma dukkhalayam asashvatam napnubhanti mahatmana samsiddhi paramam gata. Translation, after attaining Krishna, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world which is full of misery, because they have attained the highest perfection. Let me read to you the purport Prabhupada is saying. Since this temporary material world is full of misery, what are the miseries? It's a birth, old age, disease, death. Naturally, he who achieves this highest perfection and attains the supreme planet, Krishna Loka, Goloka, Vrindavan, does not wish to return. The supreme planet is described in Vedic literature as Abhakta, Akshara, Paramagati. In other words, that planet is beyond our material vision. And it is inexplicable, means can't be explained. But it is the highest goal, the distinction for the Mahatma, great soul, destination for the Mahatma, great soul, the destination. The Mahatma receives transcendental messages from the realized devotees, thus gradually develop devotional service in Krishna consciousness, become so absorbed in transcendental service that they no longer desire elevation to any of the material planets, nor do they even want to be transferred to any spiritual planet. The only one, Krishna and Krishna's association, nothing else. That is the highest perfection of life. This verse specifically mentions the personal devotees of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. These devotees in Krishna consciousness achieve the highest perfection of life. In other words, they are supreme souls. Actually, in Sanskrit word, each word has a different meaning. So sometimes in Vedic literature, Veda, the word Veda, comes from the word Vid, Sanskrit. Vid means to know. From that comes Veda, means knowledge, book of knowledge. All the scholars of the world, they accept oldest book of knowledge is Veda. First it was one. Then it is made into four subdivisions: Rig, Sam, Yajur, Atharva. And different Veda deals with different things. But in general, Vedic deals with Traiguna Vishwa Veda, deals with the three gunas. And Krishna told Arjuna, Mitraigun, no Bhavarjuna. My dear Bhava, my dear Arjuna, Mitraigun. Go beyond this Triguna. Go beyond this Triguna. Become transcendental. Who is transcendental? Lord is transcendental. For he is Nirguna Sakshat. So if you want to go back to Hari, to his abode, we have to be Nirguna. But material world means basically mode of passion and ignorance everywhere. Symptomized by lust, greed. They say the lust, greed, anger lead us to hell. Helicity. So once Prabhupada was asked in America when he was in an interview in TV, the one who is taking interview is asked, "Hey, Swamiji, your divine grace, why you always chant Hare Krishna and your followers?" Prabhupada said, "Because you have to all the time in touch with God, touch with Krishna. So how to touch it? You can touch it by his sound representation. So he is non-defined from his sound vibration, sound. What is that? Krishna, Ram, Hari, Vishnu, Narayana. How? We explain later on. Because these are not material worlds. These are spiritual. How do you distinguish between spiritual and material? Material, spiritual. Material thing you go again and again chanting, you get bored. But you are chanting, somebody maybe 28 years. Why? My childhood also chanted. So, forget that. I shall say from the beginning when you joined here, 28 years, every day, so many times. Maybe 25,000 times, at least. 16 rounds, 25,000? Something like that. We don't get bored. You want to chant more again and again. Why? Nityanavanavayamana. Sadhu, sadhu, pade, pade. More you chant, more you relish it, you taste. So I don't say, at this point, I am enjoying. But I must have some reason to stick to. Otherwise I won't be able. Nobody can stick to long time. Unless you have some taste, some sort. If not, at least something, gross or subtle, whatever it is. Say prasad. Say association of sadhu. Say, life is very neat, clean, simple, no disturbance, no anxiety, tension. Everybody likes that. Who doesn't like life free from tension, anxiety, danger, disease? Peaceful. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna and associating with the devotee, you can at ease come to this place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. And take food which is not in the mode of passion or ignorance, even not goodness, is beyond that. So this way, we associate with Nirguna, beyond the three modes. We are tied with this mode, the guna. The word Sanskrit guna means, one means we are situated beyond, but also it means one type of, you can say string or rope, as if we are tied up with three strings, which is very strong. Two strings, you put together, it becomes very strong. Three strings put together, made into one, but when we surrender to Krishna, by Krishna's grace, we become free. He is beyond this, so associate with him, you also become, you transcend the three modes of material nature. Other is very different. Everyone, who can say he is sitting, I am free from lusty desire, I am free from greediness, I am free from anger, illusion, enviousness, arrogance, pride, difficult. So you are practicing. It's called sadhana. You are practicing hard, following rules, regulations. It may not be possible for everybody at once, but everybody can at once chant the name of God given in authorized scripture, and take food in a mood of goodness, offered to the Lord, like fruits, vegetables, milk, milk products, grains. You offer to the Lord, cooked with loving devotion, by clean persons, clean at heart, clean externally and internally. External cleanness, as if you know, clean clothes, clean themselves, taking bath, and internal cleanness, always thinking of God, and not to hurt any living entity who are considered as part and parcel of God. Very simple. Is it difficult? It is not difficult. So, we always pray, my dear internal energy of the Lord personified, my dear Lord Krishna, who delivers us from birth and death, who is most attractive, who is the epitome of all pleasure, everything after pleasure and happiness. And the supreme enjoyer, please engage me in your service. He being the supreme, supreme controller, supreme proprietor, Lord, if you surrender to him, you can have everything. We are like some son of the, suppose, one of the richest man, and loitering, living parents, father and mother, loitering here and there. We are like that, forgetting. If some saintly person come and say, why you are loitering here? I know, your father. Why are you outside here and there, you are loitering? No shelter, no food, nothing. You are looking for here and there, working so hard. Why, I know your father. He is the richest man. Come, I will take you there. He might have forgotten. Our condition is like that. We have forgotten God, who is the owner, proprietor, all attractive, cause of all causes, who is everything, all auspicious, forgotten him, and loitering here and there for happiness, independently to become, trying to become happy. So in God's language it's saying that when you do that, you are put in the here. In the material creation, you become yourself completely independent, autocratic. You, according to him, you do whatever you like. Thereby you get entangled. You come under the influence of material nature. So the material creation is called Durga. That means once you are born, you must die. And one who born dies, he must again take birth. And in between, old age, disease, all these things you will experience. You cannot avoid it. Anybody can say, yeah, I conquered this? No. You can put forward this problem to the scientists, they cannot solve. Can you help us in solving this problem so that I don't die, I don't become old? No, sir. You can bring back my near and dear ones back to life? No. You can simply say, operation is successful, but I am sorry. Why are you sorry? A patient dead. What is the use? What is the use of this? Operation successful. So like this, this is material world. These are our endeavors. In Bangladesh, many years, they have been giving, supplying foodstuffs, these, that. Every year they start that thing, will make you so that complete, try to solve your problem permanently. Make some dam, barrage, whatever is required, so that you don't require every year help. Actually, you are trying to solve, but it cannot solve. You maybe have some for disease, you can have good medicine and you can cure, again another incurable disease coming. Say cancer, now before you have got medicine for cancer, already you have got other diseases. Eight. Like in every field, like that. I'm not saying everything is bad for scientists or others, but this is, we see through the eye of scripture. To some extent, we are becoming successful for some time in something. Not. We want some siddhim, complete perfection. Then, haritosanam. We have to please Hari. That is called jagga. It's called jagga. Jagga means, simply by doing jagga, you can please the Supreme Personality of God. Simply by doing jagga. So there are different types of jagga there. Sacrifice. So in this age, people are not interested about the Supreme Controller, God. So it is for their welfare benefit, the Lord made it very easy. Simply if you have got any name of the Lord, you chant that name. Just like little kid, when in distress, call out Daddy, Mommy. And if you find Daddy, Mommy, that he is helpless, his or her first duty is to just go and pick him up, help him, save him. Exactly like that. When you chant God's name with loving devotion, then he also comes and helps us. Or his representative comes, who is his representative? One says exactly what he says, and himself in his life practices the instruction given by him, and he molds his life accordingly. Then guide others. He is representative in general. Guide, guru. You listen to him, you feel you are attracted to the Lord, you develop attachment to Krishna, things related to Krishna, Krishna's abode. He teaches you how to develop attachment to Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime, you like to hear, and tell, and glorify, and remember, and automatically you develop attachment. When your attachment is, you're completely absorbed in that, and you have no attachment to anything non-permanent, temporary things, or the material world, then you rest assured that after leaving this body, you will go back, attain to that abode. And also, it is not the after you leave this body, even here when you are, when you chant the holy name of God, in association of the like-minded person, those who have given up sinful activity and living a pure life, then you can experience your life become more and more peaceful and joyful, free from fear, anxiety and tension. That is called Vaikuntha, where there is no fear, where there is no anxiety, tension, of course, disease and other things, they also gradually disappear. This way, you can, it is not a blind faith, you can experience here, so that you can be, you can have faith that yes, after leaving this body, I can go to a world where life is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. That is the abode of the Lord. When somebody attains that state, he naturally won't like to come back here. Where you are, everybody is looking for happiness. Looking for happiness here is compared just like in the desert, sometimes deer, seeing something, there may be some water going here and there. Seeing it appears like a oasis, there is some water there, pond. More he goes, you can't get there. It's like that. It's like a desert and water. He's called, I think in English it's called Miraj. Miraj. In material world, to have happiness, permanent, unmixed, is like a Miraj. But doesn't necessarily mean there is no water. There is water. Some particular place. So there is some peace, eternal peace and happiness, free from anxiety, tension. There is there. Otherwise, this is imperfect world here, incomplete. There is a perfect and complete world also there. All the philosophers say that. Many, many philosophers, old days, they say that. If everything is here incomplete, imperfect, there must be a world which is perfect. Where can be perfect world? Where the perfect being is there. Completely perfect, only God can be completely perfect. So, if we serve God and associate with Him, we can also achieve perfection. At present, we may not be perfect. So, we are associating with God. Although it is very difficult to express. One who does not taste honey, nectar, how much he takes sugar, yogurt, sugar, gourd, molasses, he tell how is honey taste? Can't tell. Better open the jar of honey. Oh. You have knowledge of honey? Yes, yes, I understand. Something like this. If somebody wants to know what is Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, you chant Hare Krishna, take Krishna prasad. Gradually, as you practice again and again, you will understand. Suppose you are hungry, somebody give you food, you're really hungry. Now you're feeling weak and strong appetite. So somebody give you food, bread, butter, toast, jelly. You take soup and other things, whatever, maybe milk, hot. And as you eat, you can feel you are not so hungry now, it will become less and less. You feel you are feeling nourished. And you feel satisfaction. But you don't have to ask others. Am I satisfied? No. You feel it yourself. So Krishna consciousness like that, and the Mahatma, Mam Upetta, Punarjanma, one who can experience the Lord by 24 hours engaging in His service, by chanting the holy name, taking prasad in association with the devotee, and listening every day, regularly, the Lord's name, form, beauty, pastime with His other great devotees, the wonderful pastime stories. They can experience, feel the presence of the Lord. They can feel the presence of the Lord. These are all saved by those who achieve perfection. This way there are 64 items, one can 24 hours practice either of them, and thereby he should mold his life in such a way, in Krishna consciousness, that out of the 64 items, he can do some of them. If not, he can do at least 9. What are these 9? Either hearing about the Lord and those things mentioned, or glorifying, or remembering, worshipping, praying. Like that, there's many other. Acting like a servant, offering himself completely, acting in the role of his friend, massaging feet, Lord, like that. And sometimes even doing one of them, following one, simply hearing, one can achieve complete perfection in devotional service, Lord. Maharaj Parikshit was the king of the universe, once. He was, before he was cursed to die in 7 days, and he thought, what shall I do? So he is asking great saintly person. So one of them, who is realized soul, he said, all right, king, I'll tell you what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to die in 7 days. He said, I'll tell you the wonderful pastime of the Supreme Personality of God is Krishna. And everybody accepted, yes. Please listen. And simply listening, within 7 days, he achieved perfection. He left his body and went back to the spiritual world. See, even we practice, we don't know when we leave our body. Any second he can die. I'm talking now, any moment. Can leave. So it says that sarva mopyasya dharmasya. Even do a little bit service to the Lord, you will be saved from the greatest danger. What is the greatest danger? So that you don't again come back to this cycle of birth, death, old age. Different places. How you do depends on that. So you are practicing how to remember the Lord. How to live a life free from sin, committing sin. Simply by taking food offered to the Lord, we can, every morsel of food we take, we become free from the result of many, many lives, sinful activity we did they become free by the Lord, mercy of the Lord. So anybody can take this opportunity. And every day, whatever you cook, or grain, milk, milk product, vegetables, fruits, flowers, you cook in loving devotion and offer, and every day take. And this way, this is also service to the Lord. So nice. This devotional service. And thus, one can glorify one who said to him, the great sage, he was glorifying God. He heard from his father, bears this. And this way, Sukadev Goswami, who glorified, he achieved perfection in devotional service. This one little boy, his name was Prahlad Maharaj, his father, was terrorizing the whole creation. Even the demigods stopped. They are scared of him. He's so powerful. But this little boy has got unflinching faith in the words of the Lord and his Guru, and completely surrendered to the Lord. His father couldn't tolerate this thing. He's an atheist, out and out an atheist. He's after wealth and power and so on and so forth. Just a symptom of Oshuddha, who challenges the authority of the Lord. Where is the Lord? I am the Lord, whatever I serve. I will enjoy whatever I see, hear, smell, see everything. This is the quality of Oshuddha, demon. It is the greatest demon at that time. As a little boy, he is fearless. Topmost demigods, they are scared of him. And this little boy prince, why? Because he has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. He's called Abhayachar. The moment we take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, oh my dear Lord Krishna, I absolutely depend on you. I completely belong to you. One from the core of his heart can say like that and act accordingly. And then God gives him protection. It is his promise that I give you protection. He said. So his father tried to give him a lesson. He couldn't tolerate that there is another God whom he signed that to. So he tortured him so many ways, harassed him. So that he became obedient to him instead of obedient to his God. The boy was fearless. His father put him under the feet of a mad elephant, threw him from the mountain top to the ocean, in a pit full of deep, full of most poisonous snakes. He put him boiling liquid in a yak, gave him poison in his food, most deadly, till he couldn't do anything. Always Lord is protecting. He is simply praying to the Lord. My dear Lord, you are those who are completely pure, surrendered to you. You always take care of them, give them protection. And if we are like that, God will also give us protection. This is what he is teaching us. Then, Lord does not only give him protection, he also gives lesson to the demon. He annihilates the demon and protects his devotee. So it works both ways. When he annihilates the demon, also this way protects, save the devotee. So, somehow or other, the Lord then killed him. He asked, where is your Lord? Actually, Lord in unmanifest form, he is everywhere. He and his energy are non-defined. From his energy, he can manifest any time. So he said, where is your Lord? Where do you get so much strength? Who is protecting you? Is he everywhere?
Yes.
Is he within this, my palace pillar? Yes.
Father.
Oh. I see. Then he smashed that pillar. At one, Lord appeared. from there. A very fearful, awesome form and ripti form. So we pray. When the devotees are in danger, they pray to that fearful, awesome form of the Lord. And Lord, want those who are surrendered, He definitely give protection. This is the devotee. This is not sentimental. They have got experience like that. So if we are pure, at least try to be. As Lord says, inside, outside, in our habits, then you surrender to Him, that is called Bhakti Yoga. Linking with the Lord, be connected with the Lord in loving devotional service. And anybody, from a child, man, woman, celibate, student, married, people, old, educated, uneducated, doctor, engineer, salesman, anybody can practice this. Simply call out the name of God and lead a pure life without hurting any living entity. Because every living entity is a part and parcel of the Lord. And then take food in a mode of goodness. Even the great personalities of the world, they say that you are what you eat. Actually, it's true. So if you eat food which is beyond the three modes of material nature, you also go beyond three modes of material nature. What are the symptoms? You become free from lusty desires gradually, anger, greediness, all these things from our heart, doubt. You can feel it yourself. Because you are associating with the Lord 24 hours. Whatever you do is related to the Lord. There are many examples in the history and Puran and Vedic literature, innumerable, how one achieved perfection this way. So there was one king, his name was Bali Maharaj. Maharaj means king. There is always, they say, there is a fight between the demigods and the demons to capture the creation and become the Lord, King of Heaven, Amaravati, in higher planets. This we are situated, even the scientists say, our universe has got different planetary system, higher, lower, different. We are more or less in the middle planetary system, it's called Bhuloka. If you are more in the mode of goodness, you go to higher and enjoy much more pleasure than here, as you go higher and higher. So the more in the mode of goodness, you become like a godly. So you go higher planets and enjoy more than here. More goodness, more higher. So bhuloka, bhuvaloka, saraloka. Then mahaloka, janaloka, tapaloka. Then sattaloka. This is the highest material case. And the lowest also there, lower, lower, lower. Atal, vital, sutal, mahatal, sutal, talatal, rasatal, patal. Those are most envious, they go to the lowest. Actually, in material creation, everybody is more or less little envious. As you are shared with the Lord, you become free from all this. As you are practicing, to become godly, and you become perfect, you definitely go back to God, to lead a life which is full of bliss and happiness, and eternally associated with Lord. You can sing with the Lord, have His association in various ways. In a particular relation, we have with the Lord as a living entity, like that. So, the Bali Maharaj, He was so powerful, he conquered the heaven and drove out the king of heaven, Indra, and others. So they are in a miserable state. Since they are, may not be pure all, but surrendered to the Lord, so Lord helps sometimes. to the pit. So Lord came. So Bali had got good quality. Though he conquered the kingdom of heaven, he of the demigods, so they requested him, so he came. In the form of a little boy, a Brahmin, and Bali Maharaj supposed to have all the good qualities, and he used to give charity to the Brahmin, whatever they like. He was giving many Brahmins going, and that little Brahmin was coming. Very effulgent, simple, like little dwarf-like. So when he went, the Bali's advisor, his guide, name was Shukracharya. He said, "You see, this Brahmin boy is coming little. He is not an ordinary person. He is in disguise, Vishnu. To take away every day, he will trick you, he will cheat you. He is very crafty and take away everything. And staring, he is Vishnu. Actually, Bali come, his forefather, one of his grandfather, was a great devotee I just mentioned, Prahlad. Sometimes, you know, for any reason, descendants get the quality of their father or forefather. So he at heart was a great devotee of faith. Though born in a demon family, sometimes a great devotee. So he thought, oh, Supreme Personality of Godhead is here. Oh, I have got a good opportunity to serve him. But his guide saying, don't do that, he will give us. He'll take away everything, he'll trick you. He'll cheat you and take away everything. Don't agree to what he asked from you. But he didn't listen to him. And he came, so what do you want? He said, you say to the Brahmin, you want to give him charity? Yes. So what do you want? Nothing. Just 3 steps of land. Oh, why not ask something else? There's nothing. No, that will suffice. Yeah? No, ask something. More land, more. You know, he knows the Brahmin and their hanker after a lot of things. They're happy with their spiritual knowledge. He immediately asked, just 3 steps of land. But his guide says, be careful, he will cheat you. Extremely careful. Don't give what he asks. But still, he did that. Now, what he is thinking, the king, the emperor, the little Brahmin knows because he is in disguise. He is the Supreme Person of the Godhead. Yes? You agree? He's thinking in his hands, 2 drops of water. They purify this. All the water pots, sadhu means he has got water pot and danda and stick, something like that. Oh, okay. So the moment he said, all right, he saw to his surprise, his guide became at once shocked. He agreed, promised. And he saw the little boy put 1st steps. He covered the whole that world. The next step, he stretching his feet to the whole universe, whole creation, and going, piercing the universe to the spiritual sky, where from the spiritual, from the river, Ganga, coming down, tickles, drops something from it. Then Bali Maharaj should understand, his guide says, who teaches him, he will trick you, cheat you. But at heart, he is pleased. He knows I am serving the Lord. At heart, he is a devotee. Then Lord said, Bali, now I have 2 steps I have taken. I have taken your everything now. What you have got to offer? Bali is thinking. I forgot, somebody may correct me. Either Boli's wife or Boli's sister might have said something. Then he said, all right, there is nothing left except I myself. Perhaps you can put your feet, third step, on my head. That means finishing. Lord put his feet on his head and asked him, go to Sutala, that is now where you are, Bhuloka. Eh? So you can go higher, you can go lower, Asuras go down. So, Bhulok, then Atal. Atal means fathomless, that means very low from there. And there is another, lower than that, Bital. Then Sutal, or say Mahatal, Sutal. Maybe the fourth one from us, Tharapan, send him there. You reign there. Go from heavenly planet, you know, where demigods live, you go there. Everybody was shocked, he lost everything. Then he asked, dear Bali, so I asked from you, and you promised you will give everything, you gave everything. Now, you have anything to ask from me? Then Bali said, the king said, I simply said, any Brahmin comes, and whatever he asks, I will give. This I said. I didn't say I will ask anything from him. No, you don't want anything from me? No, nothing. This is the symptom of a devotee. He simply wants to serve God. And in return, he wants nothing. That is called love. Love means without any motivation, I want this. The other, his great devotee, his forefather, Prahlad Maharaj, he said, when the Lord asked him, what you want? His forefather, Prahlad. To Prahlad, Lord asked once, what you want? He said, I simply want to serve you. I am not a businessman that I serve you, and in exchange, I expect something from you. This is called banik. This is the symptom of banik, means businessman, merchant. You always want to exchange. I gave you this butter, you give me this. I am not here. I am not a merchant. I have come here simply to serve you. That's all. This is called love. This is called bhakti. The I have no motivation, except and save. Out of love, I will start. That is, he did. His grandfather, Prahlad, great devotee, who was saved by the Lord, every time his father tortured, harassed him like anything, was possible. And his grandson, again, he said, I don't want anything. Oh, you don't want anything? But then Lord said, but it is, if somebody does service to me, I also serve him. Oh? Yeah? So what do you want? He said, no, nothing. I simply, if you want me anything, I simply want to give you service. Oh. But it is my nature, if anybody, some little service, I must have to serve, do something for you. This is love. This is bhakti. It is not just devotees are fool, they are worshipping a doll. No. They are not so fool. There is a loving exchange. God is omniscient. It was the Sapta song. God is omniscient. He knows what is in your heart. All of us have what is in our heart. I don't know what is in your heart. What is in his heart? Neither you know what is in my heart. But God knows. He is within the heart of everybody. He is everywhere. He is seeing everything. He knows everything. He controls everything. Even the children, father and mother give so many nice things. They brought them in this world and give everything. Food, drink, shelter, love, affection, everything. But if the children, out of that, all these things, the best things, give to their parents. Daddy, mommy, take this. How they feel? You know how they feel. Many of your father and mother sitting here, how you feel? You take him on your lap, hug him, her, kiss him, darling. If this is in a material platform, what to speak of in a perfect world? What to speak of the spiritual world, where everything is perfect, complete? Naturally, Lord will experience boundless joy and love in all the world. But you don't believe, unfortunately. Most of us don't believe. You do want to see everything. Why you want to see everything? Why not experience? Give it a try. Give it a try. You have done so much. You don't see here, but you believe. As much as you believe that I am here, you are there. Why don't you believe also in God? And give it a try. Chant the name of Krishna. Or any name, authorized name of God in the scripture, in your scripture, and take food in a mode of goodness, offered to the Lord, in loving devotion, cook it. Don't hurt any living entity for your sense gratification. Gradually give up also other things which may affect you in such a way that you may be in a mode of passion or ignorance, like intoxication, like smoking, like drinking, like gambling, this stuff, like illicit relation with man or man. You know, these are sinful. These are pillar of sinful life. If you don't drink, will you die? If you don't gamble, will you die? If you don't live an illicit life, illicit relation, maintain, don't, you die. Don't eat meat, fish, egg. You'll actually find many people tests have been found, have got much more disease, those who are vegetarian. Now what to speak of other than vegetarian? This is the spiritual food, mode of goodness. Devotees have got very, very hardly affected by incurable disease. Part of the universe. And you have given up everything, even your life itself. So I also have to something to offer you. And he said, I will go there where you will be ruling the lower planetary system. Remain as a doorkeeper, and whatever you order, I will always carry out. You see how Lord is reciprocated. Now see. So I will request, if you cannot give it yourself, at least give something. At least chant. Sing every life. To sing. Sing. Glorify Lord's name, form, beauty, pastime. You like to read books, novels and other things, or philosophical books. You have got many literature like that. You can give it a try. You like food stuff. We have got many restaurants throughout the world and our centers. Varieties of thousands of types of preparation, drinks, snacks, cakes. But it does not hurt any living entity. Stuff made from this, all from the food, from the mode of goodness, grains, milk products, you know, fruits, flowers, like that. And you like to sing, you like to dance, and tired, take food, feasting, dancing, singing, feasting. This is all right. But you are not saying you are lazy. Some people say, get a job. Don't be crazy all the time. No, no. We are working hard. How many people work hard like that? Only 6 hours sleeping? But we are not asking you that you do also like that. But at least this thing you can do. If you like sweet, nice, palatable dishes, you have got varieties of thousands of types of drinks and foodstuffs, cakes, vegetables, you know, bread, cakes, drinks, varieties of things are there, fruits, flowers, all that. Singing, dancing, our lifestyle is this. And work for the Lord. That's all. You don't have to give up your profession, your business, anything. Your family, nothing. Except in exceptional cases, somebody may become celibate student and stay in the temple. That case is different. Their number is very few. You don't have to. So this is very nice. And this way you can achieve all perfection and go back to Godhead. In this life, you live a life full of bliss, free from anxiety, tension, fear. And when you leave this body, you will get a life eternal, full of bliss and knowledge with the Lord. Lord sometimes comes here, almost like a human form, acts almost like Lord, shows some wonderful acts. They are devotees, devotees, acts in relation, as one loves him, as a mother, as a father, so he accepts their loving service. Or a friend, girlfriend, boyfriend, or a master, he shows. So when you go back to the spiritual world, in the same particular relationship you have with the Lord, you want to, you can enjoy his association by loving in that way, as a master, as a friend, girlfriend or a boyfriend, like that. Or a parental affection, you can love him and serve him there. Thank you very much. There are a few minutes. Any question or comment? Yes?
What does the word Brahmin specifically mean? Brahmin? You mentioned the word Brahmin before.
Brahmin means one knows Brahman. One knows, I am not this body, I am spirit. This body is made of material, some element. When you die, your body decomposes and earth goes to earth, water goes to water, like the air goes to air. Then you don't exist. Looks like, apparently. But actually, your subtle body exists, made of mind, intelligence and ego. You know, but beyond that, there is matter. Subtle matter. Beyond that, there is spirit soul. When you realize I am not this body, spirit, then you are more or less a liberated platform.
Brahmin is more or less someone who is a Brahman.
Okay. He is called Brahmin. Yes? Any other question? Any other comment? Yes? Thank you very much.